Now we go back to the news. We almost feel like apologising. There's always so much about roads and roadworks, but they do dominate the pages of the newspaper. There are the objections to three sets of improvements planned to major highways and trouble caused to local retailers and businesses by various other schemes and delays to works. A climate activist has lost his latest legal battle to block three major A47 improvement projects, but he is threatening yet another court challenge. Dr. Andrew Boswell has had his case against the safety schemes dismissed by the Court of Appeal, but says he may apply to the Supreme Court. His long-running crowd-funded legal actions have already delayed the schemes and added tens of millions of pounds to their cost. Supporters have donated nearly £70,000 to fund the court battle. The former Green City and County Councillor claims that the cumulative carbon impact of the projects to dual two sections and upgrade Thickthorne roundabout has not been properly considered. The A47 projects involve the dualling of just over 1.6 miles of the road between Blowfield and North Burlingham, considered a crash black spot by police, along with 5.5 miles between Easton and North Tuddenham. Plans for Thickthorne include a new slip road off the A11 northbound, which will take motorists beneath both roads before rejoining traffic on the A47 heading towards Great Yarmouth, eliminating the need to use the roundabout.
And on the same topic, eco-activist Dr. Andrew Boswell was branded a hypocrite by a senior Norfolk MP after he told this newspaper that he drives a gas-guzzling petrol car. MP George Freeman launched the attack on Dr. Boswell after the campaigner lost his latest challenge to stop the duelling of the A47. Mr. Freeman has branded Dr. Boswell a villain for his constant legal challenges to the projects and said the eco-campaigner was holding Norfolk to ransom. The Mid-Norfolk MP said, "It's outrageous. His hypocrisy is extraordinary. He's not the only one sitting in congestion watching people die in car crashes. The judgment could not be clearer that there are no grounds that this has legal legs." Dr. Boswell says, "I believe this case is of national interest. There is so much hype around climate change, but our actual policies are a shambles. I'm a scientist, and all of my work is done on that basis. I'm not doing anything just to be a contrarian. The cost of climate change is greater than the cost of this case. There is big money needed to deal with coastal erosion, flooding, and other issues that make it impossible for people to carry on with their lives. I have given up 3 years of my life, and that is part of the cost of this battle."
The controversial revamp of the busy Heartsease roundabout has left a city chippy chief in dire financial straits. The Heartlands fish and chip shop has been cut off to through traffic since the £4.4 million project started in September. And the county council says there is no compensation available. The owner, Mr. Balkema, estimates he has lost 75% of his trade, saying, "If I can't get compensation for the effect the roadworks have had on the business, I'll lose everything. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. I'm in desperate need of help."
And a city bar has blasted local authorities after being trapped by roadworks outside its premises, losing around 50% of its trade. Pete Lee, who owns Barcadia in the Upper King Street side of Prince of Wales Road, has hit out at Norfolk County Council and UK Power Networks for allowing the entrance of his venue to be blocked off throughout the month-long roadworks. Mr. Lee claims neither party told him about the works, although this is disputed by UK Power Networks, and he criticised them for failing to put signposts up informing customers that he was still open. He said, "The signs just tell pedestrians the footpath is closed and there's nothing to say we're still open. Bollards have also been put up in front of our entrance and we've had to move them. A lot of our business comes from people passing by, but of course no one is doing that. We've lost half our trade, if not more, because of this disruption."
A UK power network project on junctions leading to Spire Norwich Hospital and Norfolk and Norwich University hospitals is set to cause delays for drivers. New electrical cables will be installed from Old Wotton Road to Heatherset Lane as the power network project starts on Monday. The work will affect the B1108 and all three traffic light junctions that give access to both hospitals and the research park. The hospitals have been advised the works will take place overnight from the junction of Wotton Road and Heatherset Lane up to traffic light junction of Old Wotton Road from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday to Sunday. Works in Old Wotton Road will take place during the day between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Sunday. Heatherset Lane works will take place between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Sunday for 4 weeks from April the 22nd. Temporary traffic management with three-way traffic lights will be put in place. For our first feature, Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Reserves Officer Robert Morgan tells us Norfolk is the only county with representatives from all our native amphibian species, and they could be called the harbingers of spring. His article is read by Ian Robertson.